In case I've not been able to greet you, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2012. With this new year comes new beginnings. A new budget of finances, a year of new goals, new resolutions, new hopes, and dreams for all that the year 2012 will bring. Beginnings are exciting and uncertain times. Most certainly 2012 will end differently than it began. And then again, not all that much will change in 2012. Beginnings come with changes often that are subtle, allowing life to unfold, to flower, to bloom, to take shape and form. The scripture lessons for today talk about beginnings. From Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And in the gospel lesson this morning from the first chapter of Mark begins with the words, the beginning of the good news. And the beginning in the act reading from Acts for the early church was a baptism of repentance, of turning one's life around towards God and the new life in Christ Jesus. Today on this, the baptism of our Lord Sunday, we remember our own baptisms. Like John, we too can give thanks in our own beginnings of drowning the sin around us, of being united with Christ's death and with Christ's resurrection. Baptism is the beginning of the Christian life. Baptism is entrance into the Christian community. And like all beginnings, baptism with Jesus brings us hope, new resolutions, and exciting, uncertain times in baptism. Jesus' baptism is said to be the start of Jesus' ministry. If Jesus had an ordination, this was most certainly his time. When the heavens are ripped open and God's voice announces, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." There's some common themes that I notice among the various beginnings of creation, of baptism, of John in the wilderness, of Mark's gospel, of a new year, of our own baptism of repentance. Beyond the obvious fresh start of a new creation at work, one similar thread of the beginnings is a voice. I don't seem to have much of a voice this morning, but at the beginnings of a new year, often the shouts ring out from Times Square in New York, shouting at least a few woo-hoos and maybe ringing throughout the country, Happy New Year. The beginning of a new life of a baby is marked by a voice. Doctors and parents can rejoice at the screaming cry of a baby being delivered, to know indeed that the baby is alive and breathing. At the beginning of creation in the book of Genesis is marked by the voice of God saying, "Let there be light." At baptism, it's a voice that declares a Christian's unique name and individually called into the family of God. At Jesus' baptism, there is this voice from God in the clouds to mark the beginning of Jesus' ministry. A voice is always familiar and yet unique. A voice is the Spirit of God at work, taking flesh, moving to speak and act, to announce and declare the works of God. The voice is God's word. The voice is the proclamation of God. The Spirit of God, you see, is always tied to the material world. The breath of God is not just wind moving, but it's tied with real water, as in this morning, real bread, two-buck chuck this morning, and baptismal gowns, real flesh and blood. Beginnings are announced and they unfold. God's salvation is never just a pill that we take and find instant justification. Rather, God's work is known now and always unfolding. Creation taking place over the course of time, 6 full days with God's voice. And still, we discover this creation. Just this past week, I was amazed to learn that scientists discovered octopus and yeti crab over a mile and a half below the surface of the water, never seen before, and thrive at sea temperatures at over 700 degrees Fahrenheit, buried so deep that they survive their entire life with no sunlight. Present for likely centuries, we're still discovering the awesomeness of creation. And the salvation of God is not just in the 9 months in Mary's womb, but throughout Jesus' ministry, life, death, and resurrection. The beginning of the good news of Mark's gospel is the unfolding story of God at work in the world and in our lives. And the beginnings reflect the end. The gospel writer Mark uses the Greek word schizo twice in Mark's gospel, once here at the beginning of the gospel lesson and again at the end. The Greek word schizo means to be ripped or torn apart. And here at the beginning of Mark's gospel, the clouds in heaven are schizo or torn apart to announce Jesus' baptism by the voice of God. And at the end of Mark's gospel, the word schizo or ripped apart describes what happens to the curtain of the temple when Jesus dies on the cross. Even at Jesus' birth, the end is certain. Three kings come to worship the baby at Epiphany, and they bring burial tomb anointments of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The end of the cross is foreshadowed at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. The same is true for us at our baptism. We are marked with the full promises of God, united with those promises that will come at the ending of this physical life, right at the beginning of our life at Christ, even as a young baby is marked with those promises at baptism. And then we can spend the rest of our life trying to figure out what God's love and unique marking on our lives will mean, what those promises and assurances of God will mean for our lives and how we live into them. The awesomeness of what will unfold from our baptism is yet to be discovered as we live in that confident hope, realized and known and lived out. Baptism is a beginning. As we begin this new year of 2012, we do not know what will all come of this year. We don't know what all lies ahead for those New Year's babies born on January 1st, of what their life might bring. But we can be certain of where it will end. The end will come much like the beginning, united with Christ's death and resurrection. We're certainly united in a life eternal. In the creation account of Genesis, there are no endings, only beginnings. In Mark's gospel, there's no set ending, only the beginning of the good news. In Jesus' death and resurrection, in our baptism, there are only beginnings of this adventure of faith. So let us this morning splash up the water and begin.